Hello and welcome to the call, Meditation Techniques for Staying Positive in Challenging Times. This is Pragito Dove, and I want to welcome you all because I know that it's taking your time. I know that you have a lot of other things that you can be doing, and I'm really thrilled that you are here live, and I want to also welcome all of you who will be listening to this, to the recording of this call. You've already let me know that you can't be live, and I have we have people all around the world, Australia, in Asia, in the Middle East, in Europe, and I know the time zones are difficult for you, so you can't all be live. So I want to really welcome you. I love you all, and I'm absolutely thrilled we can have this time together, and that you see this as an important way to spend your time for 1 hour. So let's see, keys to staying positive in challenging times, and we certainly have challenging times. We certainly have here in the U.S., and I'm sure in other parts of the world too. So why do we want to stay positive? What is the benefit of staying positive when we have maybe lost our job or having relationship difficulties and our lives are just horrible? How does it help us to stay positive? Well, it helps us tremendously to stay positive. And if you think about on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being negative and 10 being very, very positive, if we can keep our vibrational level up there on an 8 or 9 or a 10 on that scale, we are going to set in motion the positive law of attraction rather than the negative law of attraction. See, we are vibrating all the time, 24/7, so the law of attraction is working 24/7, whether we are aware of it or not. And what the law of attraction does is it matches. It matches our feeling state and it matches our thoughts. And that's all it does. It's really a one-trick pony, the law of attraction. It doesn't care who you are, if you're some big celebrity or a big nobody, or, you know, if you have lots of money, no money, or what you want or what you don't want. It doesn't care. It simply matches the vibrational energy that you are putting out. And so if we want to attract good things, we want to stay on the higher level of that positive vibrational level up at an 8, 9, or a 10, and then we will attract positive things back to us. So that even if you are financially not in a good situation or you know, your life is very stressed out and your relationships aren't good, if you can keep yourself in that positive vibrational state, you will attract good things to you. And that also helps to kick in the law of magic. You know what I mean when you say, well, guess what happened today? You know, I got a call from so-and-so, or this happened or that happened. These magical things that happen. There is a science to it. And when you know how to keep yourself in that high positive vibrational level, you will attract a lot of good things and help the law of magic work for you. Now, the other part of this is, I said, meditation techniques for staying positive in challenging times. So how does meditation help us? Why is meditation important? The first thing is to understand what meditation is. Meditation is awareness. And awareness starts with ourselves, so self-awareness. Because the more aware we are of ourselves and what is going on with us, then the more likely we can create positive and productive outcomes for ourselves. And so, for example, if you are aware you're feeling irritable and frustrated and angry, that's going to have you down on a 1, 2, or 3 of that law of attraction scale. So if you're aware of that then you're sending out negative vibrations, you can change it. one of the best meditation techniques, for example, for expressing anger and frustration and irritation is the gibberish technique. So you can dump it all out in the gibberish technique in the first stage, and then in the second stage you can sit in silence and get your sense of humor back, get your creativity back and your clarity of mind and your inner wisdom. And then you're not only rising up on that scale up to the 8, 9, and 10s, but you are also in a more positive mindset to allow your creative ideas to arise. Creativity arises from within us. And we need our creativity, especially when things aren't going well, because we want to come up with creative solutions to our situation. So meditation helps us because it helps us be more self-aware. And meditation is awareness. Meditation is being in the present moment. And so when we're in the present moment, we can access our creativity. We can have clarity of thought and awareness about the situation to come up with a productive solution. Being in the present moment also helps to keep us in a positive state, because it's the mind that tends to interfere and the mind that takes us into the future, projecting all kinds of negative outcomes for something or other, or what the mind is doing is dragging up the past and all kinds of bad things that happen in the past. But when we learn how to just be in the present moment always contains the future. It contains possibility. It contains joy and creativity and love and peace. And so as we learn to cultivate that through meditation techniques, which I'll be talking about during this call, this really helps to enhance our situation even when we're in challenging times. Because the thing is this, you know, we can't control what is going on around us. We can't control the whole economy of the United States or the country we live in. We can't control what other people do or don't do. But the one area where we can control is our own response to situations we find us in. And stuff happens. Yes, that's life. Life isn't always there to go our way. I'm sure, like me, you've all experienced times when things didn't turn out the way you wanted, or you didn't get what you wanted. That's just how life is. It's not all there to suit us and what we want, because we share life with a lot of people. But what we can do through the meditation techniques and that I'm going to be talking about is we can learn to find an acceptance and find a peace within us about whatever's going on. So if something doesn't go our way, instead of getting angry and reactive and blaming this, that, and the other person, we can learn to relax into what is. Just relax into the situation as it is. And the more you relax, the more possibility there is for a positive creative outcome for you. It might not happen right away, but it really can happen for you, maybe down the road a little way. I just want to give you an example of something that happened to me today, actually. I was in San Francisco, downtown San Francisco, at a business lunch, and there was at least 50 people there. There was a lot of people there, and it was noisy and a lot of talking, and there was one woman in particular that I wanted to meet and talk to. She's the CEO of a very large company, and I could tell that she was on overwhelm. And that's because of being aware about myself, and self-awareness helps with being aware about others. So I was aware that she was on overwhelm and it just really wasn't a good situation for me to have a conversation with her. So I had a very short conversation with her, and what I did was I suggested we talk tomorrow on the phone when she'll be in her hotel room because she's visiting San Francisco, and she'll be calm and relaxed. And I felt that, you know, we would have a much more productive outcome to our conversation doing it that way than trying to have it at this lunch, which had been my original plan. And this is where the awareness comes in. Awareness of ourselves, yes, but it also brings a deeper awareness of others and of our environment. So I was aware, you know, we were in a really, it was a bit chaotic, very noisy environment. Plus the person I wanted to speak to was on overwhelm. And so spontaneously I came up with this solution to speak with her on the phone tomorrow. It just seemed it would be a better way to go about it. So this is how meditation really kicks in a productive way in our lives. And I want to share with you now five keys for staying positive in challenging times. Because, as I said, the universal laws state, so without, so within, everything is a mirror. We cannot change the reflection, but we can change the original, which is ourselves, and then automatically the reflection changes. So you just think about that for a moment. That's really quite profound. If we can see that, let's say we're attracting a lot of negative, angry people, well, perhaps it's because we are feeling negative and angry and irritable and so on. So if we change ourselves, we will start attracting people who are very positive, and that's what we want in our personal lives and in our business lives. So my first key is relax and accept. So whatever the challenging situation is, relax and accept it. It is what it is. And you being angry or frustrated about it isn't going to help at all. In fact, it could well make it worse because of the vibration you're transmitting. And acceptance and relaxation, they really go together. And you can try it. You can try it right now, or you can try it, you know, after the call, if you think of anything in your life that is not the way you want it to be, whether it's a personal relationship, something in your business. So the first step is relax and accept. Don't fight it, because that makes it worse. The paradox is the more relaxed you are, the more productive you are. And I found that to be absolutely true in my life and work. Because creativity arises out of a relaxed state. Creativity does not arise out of tension. Because tension, when we get tense, we contract. And everything starts tightening up. And what we want is the opposite. We want everything to be opening up. And as we relax and our creativity arises, that's what we need to come up with the solutions to the situations we're in, situation you're in, whatever it is that you don't like. And I use the word situation and not the word problem, because I don't think there's any such thing as a problem. That's the mind. The mind creates problems, something from the past or something made up from the future. But the truth of the matter is, if you can come into the present moment, then what you are in is a situation. And what you need is a creative solution to the situation. And when you can shift your perspective and see the situation as it is, without any negative commentary from the mind, then you can come up with a creative solution, or you can find the right person to help you, which might be what you need to do. So relax and accept. The second key is watch the mind. Easier said than done, I agree. But watching the mind, being aware of your mind, see, I've said meditation is awareness, so we really want to be aware of the thoughts of our minds. Because the mind can just run rampant with all kinds of negative thoughts and negative projections and this and that, and complaining and blaming and so on, if we do not bring our awareness to it and shine the light of awareness on it. And we want to learn the principle of non-judgment. See, what the mind does is the mind judges and compares. That's what it does. That's its job. And it's great when we're buying a new car or a breakfast cereal. We want to judge. We want the mind to do that for us, to judge and compare. You're online looking for a good deal of an airline ticket. That's the mind, and that the mind works fantastic for us when we use it in that way. However, we don't always need the mind there judging, making judgments, especially on ourselves, because the worst critic is from our own mind on ourselves or on other people. That's not helpful. What we need to access for people is compassion, love and compassion. So we really need to drop down to the wisdom of the heart. And so by making a practice of becoming aware of the thoughts that are in the mind, we can learn to disidentify from them. Meditation is another great definition of meditation. Meditation is disidentification from the mind. So the thoughts are there, but we're not identified with them. Because the thing is this, actually, it's not really the thoughts that are the problem. It's our identification with them. It's our believing that they are true. Maybe they're true, maybe they're not. You know? But if you develop the capacity to become a witness and sort of watch and observe your mind and get some distance, then you can learn to let the thoughts go by. And those are my five magic words for the mind. Let the thoughts go by. Just let them go by. A bit like watching cars on a freeway. Yeah, there's all kinds of cars, and sometimes they're all lined up bumper to bumper in rush hour. And sometimes there's gaps in between the cars. And it's the same with the thoughts in our mind. Sometimes the thoughts are all jammed up, and it's crazy in there. It's just crazy. And other times there are gaps in between the thoughts, the silence that is always there when we take the time to be with it. And notice it, because it is always there. So one technique I do recommend, and you can do this for 1 minute, for 2 minutes, for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, you know, whatever time you have, is to simply sit down with your eyes closed and relax the body and observe the thoughts of the mind. You don't have to censor them or force them to be any way other than they are. You're simply observing with non-judgment and letting them pass by. This is a very powerful technique. It's been around for thousands of years. And it's very powerful because over time, you become less identified with the thoughts and more deeply connected to your creativity, to your inner wisdom, to your inner peace, and to your clarity of thought. As you drop deeper down, down from the mind, down to the heart, and then deeper down to your center, 2 inches below the navel. And then you can go through your life from that place, that deeper place, deeply rooted in yourself. Like a tree, you know, whose roots are deep in the ground. And then the deeper your roots are in the ground and the more healthy they are, then your tree is full of fruit and flowers. And that is your wealth, that's your outer wealth, anyway. Your money, your creativity. And then if a hurricane comes along, you might lose a few pieces of fruit. But your tree will not be knocked down because you're so firmly rooted in yourself. So it's the same in life. Yes, if we have something traumatic happen, and if you are deeply rooted within yourself, you will be able to accept and relax and watch and drop deeper down inside yourself so that you are connected to your inner wisdom, your inner peace, and your creativity. And then all these things that happen, these challenges that come along, then it's much easier to be with them. I'm not saying they don't come along, because I think that's not possible in life. Everybody has challenges in their life. I do. I still have challenges in my life, even though I've been doing this over 30 years. And I've gone from, before I started meditation, I mean, anybody could knock my tree down and just say boo to me, you know, and my tree would be completely knocked down. It would take me weeks, if not months, to get back up again because I had no deep connection in myself at all. But now when things happen, I'm able to just go deep in myself and find my inner peace and my inner relaxation, accept what is. And I have to tell you, I have found that solutions arise very, very quickly. It's just staggering to me sometimes how quickly the solutions arise. Or somebody suddenly calls, or I make a call, and the person's there, they pick the phone up, you know, instead of having to leave a message, and all those kind of things. It's just amazing. And that is when you start tapping into the law of magic. And it's called the law of magic because there's no logical reason for, you know, if you make a phone call and the person picks the phone up because they're there, or you have to leave a message, you know. But I think it works because of everything I'm saying here and doing these meditation techniques and having meditation be a part of your life, which is very doable, as you will hear, very doable. It's a lot easier than you think. It's a lot more fun than you think. So I'm going to move on now to key number 3 of how to stay positive in challenging times. Create positive thoughts. And this is a deliberate practice. So a powerful way to undermine the influence of negative thoughts on your well-being is to create a practice of saying positive thoughts to yourself. And, you know, at the beginning, this might seem tedious or a bit silly, but believe me, it works. And one very powerful thing you can do is say, I love you, and then say your name. So I say, I love you, Pragito, every day. And look in the mirror and say it too. And also just create for yourself positive thoughts. I like the I am words, like I am happy, I am joyful, I am successful. Those are very powerful phrases to say. And, you know, the easiest way to break a bad habit of self-judgment and criticism, which, you know, that's very common, the way we criticize ourselves, is to create positive phrases that you repeat to yourself as often as possible. So don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. Focus on creating these positive phrases. Like, I am successful, I am happy, I am love, I am loved, I am giving, I am sharing, I am creative. Even if you don't really believe them in the beginning, say them anyway. It doesn't really matter if you believe them or not, actually. What matters is that you say them. Because what happens over time is they become a habit. They become a habit, and the negative thoughts just dissolve behind all those positive thoughts that you've been repeating. Focus on the positive. Now, another way that you can throw out negative thoughts from the mind is through the gibberish meditation technique, which is one of the expressive techniques from the range of expressive techniques that I teach. And it's in my book, Laughter, Tears, Silence. There's over 150 techniques in there. But the gibberish technique, the first stage you do gibberish, and that really helps unload the mind that is completely overloaded with too much information. And the second stage, you sit in silence. So then you can drop down to that calm pool of peace within. The fourth key to staying positive in challenging times, surround yourself with positive people. Be alert to people who like to complain and badmouth others, or have a kind of a depressed outlook on life. Avoid them. Keep yourself in the company of positive thinking people. This is a powerful way to keep yourself in a positive energy field, which will lift you up rather than bring you down. Because really our lives are not determined by outside circumstances, but rather how we respond to those outside circumstances. Yes? So this helps us to remember that all things are possible. There is a lot going on that is unseen. The law of attraction is unseen. The law of magic is unseen. So just because you can't see something or that somebody isn't right there, right immediately, that doesn't mean nothing is going on for you. The law of attraction is working all the time, 24/7. For us or not, depending on our vibrational level and how aware we are of our vibrational level and how much attention, energy, and focus we're putting on it so that we're attracting good things. And my fifth key to staying positive in challenging times, be grateful, laugh, and celebrate. That's why we're going to do the laughter meditation in a minute, do a very short little version of it so that you can all, if you haven't done it before with me, you can try it out. I know a lot of you have already done it with me. It's an amazing technique. The laughter meditation helps us on the physical level release a tremendous amount of stress. It helps us to release mental overload. It helps enhance all of our relationships. It takes stress out of the heart. And when our heart relaxes, it opens. And we have more love, more compassion, more tolerance, more understanding for others. So all of our relationships are enhanced. And laughter is also spiritual. Laughter is actually a bridge that can take us deeper down to our inner center, our inner peace. And you will notice that when we do it in a minute. The extrovert nature of the laughter, and then how all that energy goes within. And it's not a miserable silence, as you all know. It's a joy-filled peace and calm and silence. So make a deliberate practice of laughter in your life. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. There's always something to celebrate. And be grateful. You know, I just started the other day, I think it was 3 days ago now, a gratitude journal. And I'm blown away. I mean, I think it's only been 3 days. I write five things. This is a suggestion I got from Oprah. Five things that I'm grateful for every day. And it's had a very powerful effect on me even in a few days. So I highly recommend having a gratitude journal. And, you know, when we're grateful, our heart opens. Because even when things are tough, there's always something good going on in our lives. There's always something we can be grateful for. And what we focus on expands. So keep the focus on being grateful, on celebrating all the good things that are happening in your life, and create a deliberate practice of laughter, whether it's a laughter meditation or just seeking out having more laughter in your life, because it will really help to keep you, all these things help to keep you on that, up on that 8, 9, 10 vibrational level of the law of attraction. Okay, so let's put this into practice, and we'll do a short laughter meditation. I'm going to open the lines up now. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, okay. What we're going to do is we're going to shout out Yahoo like that 3 times, and then just start laughing. No talking, just laughing. Then I will do 1 chime, and when you hear the chime, take the energy of the laughter inside and sit in silence. And then you will hear a chime, and we will, that will be the end of the meditation, and we'll have some questions and so on. Does anybody have any questions about the laughter meditation? We're just going to do it for a real short time. Okay. All right. Let's go. Yahoo! Yahoo!
Yahoo!
Yahoo!
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hello
there. Wonderful. That was really great. Thank you so much, all of you, for all your wonderful laughter. Does anybody have any questions about anything I said or the laughter meditation?
No, it was great, Perdita. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Who is that?
This is me, Hallie.
Hallie. Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Yeah.
Who is that?
So you enjoyed it a lot, Hallie, yes?
Yeah, I did, yes. Thank you very much, Perdita.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's nice to hear all of you from Toronto there.
Who else is on? Is Shah there?
I know Dragana was here.
Yes. Dragana, okay.
Hi, hi, Hallie.
Hi, how are you? I was going to call you Dragana.
Yeah.
I'm here too, Shadi.
Oh, how are you, Shadi?
Well, okay, great. Our Toronto contingent. Well, that's wonderful, and thank you for sharing your laughter, because the laughter meditation is really the, you know, absolutely, well, it's certainly the most popular meditation that I teach, but it's incredibly powerful when you can make a deliberate practice of including it every day, somehow finding a way to laugh every day in your lives. It's going to help so much with releasing stress and helping you to relax about your life, about what's going on, because, you know, these our lives can be very stressful, and it's just one of the best medicines that you can have to help you not only physically but mentally release stress and really enjoy life. Because, you know, why are we here if not to enjoy our lives? So it's a very good practice to get into. Does anybody else have any questions about anything I've been talking about?
Pragito,
yes.
When after laughing when we sit down, do we just observe the space inside, or what is it that we do exactly?
In the second stage when we sit in silence,
yes,
you mean?
Yes.
Great question. Thank you. Is that Shadi?
Yes.
Yes. Great question. When you sit in silence, you watch or observe or witness what
the
is going on.
Right.
Pardon?
Observing the thoughts?
Yes. Observe the thoughts, observe the emotions, observe the body, and notice. This is how you practice awareness. During the sitting in silence, you notice different emotional states you might be in with non-judgment, because when you're sitting in silence, there's no way it should be. There's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
The mind might be very busy one day and more quiet the next.
Mm-hmm.
But always, always you are the observer, the witness. And in that space that you create of relaxation and acceptance, your wisdom can be heard by you, your inner wisdom, and creative ideas can pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And as you create a deliberate practice, and if you could do it every day, you know, even if you can do it, just do it for a minute or two, over time you drop deeper down inside, and over time it becomes easier. But it's not instant coffee. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen immediately.
But you know, it's amazing with this the laughter meditation, because it also, and in the second phase, it automatically puts you in that observing mode. I didn't know what I was doing, but after you mentioned, I noticed I did all that. Like I was noticing my breath, my body, my thoughts, the space within, like all at the same time without any effort.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that, Shadi, because that is what happens, and that's the power of the laughter. It's much easier to sit in silence after all that laughter. Because the laughter acts like a cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
It cleans out the mind. It helps release emotional stress and physical stress so that all the distraction and the disturbance that makes it difficult for us to sit in silence is erased by the laughter.
Yes.
So,
yes, it does help amazingly, yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't take much sometimes, you know, just a few minutes. And
exactly.
Already then you feel better. And, you know, if you feel a lot better from doing just a few times you've done it, you imagine how powerful the effect will be if you can make a little practice of doing that every day or as often as possible, because it's just going to grow and grow and grow. What you focus on expands.
Yeah.
So thank you for your question. That's a great question.
Gita?
Yes?
How do you get started laughing when you're by yourself?
Who's this?
This is Jeannie.
Jeannie, how do you get started laughing when you are by yourself? I love that question. Well, one way is you can shout, Yahoo! And see if you can spontaneously start laughing at yourself or with yourself that way. Another way is you can find, there's a lot of very funny videos and comedy videos on YouTube. For example, one of my favorites is a baby laughter, and I have it on the desktop of my computer. And I don't know why, but every time I click on it, I just howl with laughter, and I've seen it a million times. So you can find things like that. Actually, you know, it's interesting. In my laughter meditation teleclass trainings that I do, my students come up with the most amazing, original, creative ways to laugh or to get themselves laughing. It's quite extraordinary. So you can, something else you can do is run around because it's really about getting energy moving, you know. So if you're feeling kind of stuck, you know, you could run around the block, or you can just go, ha, ha, ha. Sort of fake it till you make it. That's another thing you can do. Experiment and play with it and see what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Does that help?
Yeah. Do you have a laughter CD? Or?
I do.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you. I'd forgotten to mention that.
Okay.
I do. On my website, www.discovermeditation.com, along the top menu, it says Shop.
And welcome to an experience.
And there's a drop-down menu, and there's hard copy CDs and digital CDs.
My name's Karen.
And there's a Laughter and Tears CD there.
This meditation today.
And somebody got something on? If somebody's got something on in the background, could you star 6 so we don't hear it? That will mute you out, but you can still hear us on the call. Thank you. So, yes, there's also there on my website, discovermeditation.com, there are a lot of CDs. There's a gibberish CD. There's CDs for the humming and the dancing meditations.
Oh, boys.
For the whole range. So have a look at those. And also, I strongly suggest that you get a copy of my book, Laughter, Tears, Silence, because there's over 150 techniques in that book. There's...
You are now muted.
Hello? Is everybody still there?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what's going on with the... Oh, well. So anyway, yeah, there's a wide range of techniques. There's a 30-second technique. There's techniques you can use for relationships, for love. There's techniques you can use in the office. There's all the expressive techniques. So have a look in there. And actually, before I forget, I wanted to also talk to you all about the practitioner meditation training, which I'm doing. This is a 6-day training. It's in October. We start 3 p.m. Friday, October the 12th, and it finishes 4 p.m. Wednesday, October the 17th. And this training, that you can do it just for yourself because you want to learn more about all these meditation techniques and become more deeply rooted in yourself and more quickly and easily get access to your inner wisdom, your inner peace, and your creativity and your joy and all of that. And it's also for anybody who wants to learn all of this, also for sharing with clients. If you already have a business and you want to expand what you offer to your clients, then you can learn all these meditation techniques that you can then offer to your clients where you work or wherever it is. Or maybe you want to start a business, and we cover that as well. There is a business section in the training where I show the program I use for a very successful business and how to do that, how to get it started, how to expand it, and so on. So there's different people come depending on the...
You are no longer muted.
Is everybody still there?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, this is why we have the laughter meditation. So there's a lot you can learn, because, you know, my vision is to train people to reach millions of people worldwide. So we already have the Laughing Buddhist Network community is already global. People all around the world who want more love, more laughter, and more inner peace for themselves and for everybody around them, family, friends, however you want to share it, so that we can make a positive impact on the world. And these meditations are very, very powerful. They're far more powerful than any negativity. So the more of us practicing these techniques and studying and learning more about them and sharing them with others is how we change the world, you know, one laugh at a time, one person at a time. And so in that 6-day training, there's a lot of very valuable information about meditation. There's the experience you will get of practicing the techniques together is very, very powerful. And so your personal journey, your personal meditation goes deeper and deeper. And you also learn the 9 basic principles of meditation and the expressive techniques, of which I'm the leading authority in North America, the expressive techniques like the laughter, the tears, the gibberish, the dancing, the humming, the dynamic. These techniques which help release stresses from the mind, from the body, from the heart, so that you can very quickly and easily find that inner peace and inner calm and find that rootedness deep in yourself. Because if you are stuffed full of stresses, then just to sit in silence is incredibly difficult. But with all these expressive techniques, and as we've done some of the laughter, so you have a taste of how powerful they are, it becomes incredibly easy and fast to find that inner peace. And then everything changes. It just transforms your life. So very powerful benefits to doing this 6-day meditation training. I gave you the times, didn't I? Yes. 3 p.m. Friday, October 12th until 4 p.m. Wednesday, October the 17th. The cost is $3,995. However, I've given a $800 savings to those of you who want to sign up for the early bird payment. Always reward the early birds. So you save $800 and it's $3,195 if you sign up by 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern on Monday, May the 14th. And you can, if you want to make payments, you can make three monthly payments of $1,141. That's on the website, all that information. If you go to the homepage of www.discovermeditation.com, you'll see it there, announcing practitioner meditation training. Click on the link, and it will bring up the page with all that information. Whoever's got the background noise, could you please star six yourself so we don't have it interfering with this call? Thank you very much.
Want to trust it, but until they do something.
What else was it? Oh, yes, in the training, all the business materials are included in the price of the training, too. And it's a fabulous, fabulous hotel here in San Francisco Bay Area. We'll have beautiful sunny weather, and there's a pool and all kinds of good things, so we always have a really good time. Because, you know, one of the things that I really, really want to instill in all of you is that meditation can be fun. It can be fun, and we don't have to be serious about it. Sincere, yes, but not serious. And, in fact, the more that you learn to have fun and be playful and enjoy yourselves, the more relaxed you are, and therefore the more productive and creative you are. Hope you see how that works. Yes? And the only problem with that is that we have been conditioned that life is a serious affair. I was conditioned that, you know, life is something to get through, and it's difficult and a struggle. And then when I started studying all these meditations in India with my teacher, Osho, I suddenly found that actually the opposite of the way I'd been conditioned was true, that the more I was having fun and enjoying myself and being playful, the more relaxed I was. Therefore, my health was better because my body was more relaxed. And everything in my life worked much better. I was connected into the law of attraction, the law of magic. And my life was just filled with grace and ease. And my purpose became clear to me, which is another thing that a lot of my students, why they like to come to this training, because you get clear on what your purpose is. And that can be very helpful. And also you get clear on, like, what do you want? What is it that you want for yourself, for your life? What is it that you really, really, really want? That's a great question to do some reflection on. And this is where meditation can help you too. Your inner wisdom already knows what your purpose is. And this can help you to connect with it so that it helps you keep your life on track so that things always flow with grace and ease for you. And for everybody around you, because you're not the only beneficiary when you do this. You're certainly the first beneficiary, the main beneficiary. But for me, it was my family benefited, and then when I started writing books and creating CDs and teaching classes and trainings and so on, and then hundreds of thousands of people worldwide are benefiting as well. So it's very amazing how that works. Again, it's a kind of paradox. But the more you focus on yourself and your self-awareness and becoming more deeply rooted in yourself, understanding yourself, then you learn how to fill up from the inside, like filling up your own well, and then there's a tremendous overflow to share with others, which is the greatest joy. That is my greatest joy now, is sharing with others what's worked for me, what's transformed me from all the pain and fear that I had, which was a lot. And that is my confidence in these techniques is I would not be who I am today and where I am today and talking with all of you today if it would not be for these techniques. That's how powerful they are. So I know from personal experience, not to mention all my students and clients around the world. So it's a very powerful thing. Does anybody have any questions, anything you want to ask? We still have a little bit more time. Anything you'd like to share from your lives or from anything I said that you might have a question about? Anything that is challenging for you right now?
You know what? I do actually have a question for Gita.
Who is this?
This is Mary in San Diego. I got to leave work early and I got to be here after all, so I'm really happy.
Oh, good. Okay.
And you mentioned the law of magic a couple of times, and I wondered just sort of if there's any brief explanation you could give about how that works. And it might be too long to do in like a minute or whatever we have left.
Well,
but like you can do sort of the law of attraction, like what we focus on grows. Is there any sort of...
Well, it's keeping yourself, it's everything I've been talking about. It's keeping yourself in a positive vibrational state.
Okay.
And when you keep, that's our job.
Yeah.
Our job is to keep ourselves in a positive vibrational state. Then the law of attraction and the law of magic, they kick in. Now, how they work, I have no idea. We leave that to them.
Okay, got it.
You know, that's the magic, really, that we just trust, and magical things happen. But I mean, I've had some amazing magical things happen, but I can't tell you how they happened. I mean, I got a six-figure book offer from Penguin, one of the top publishing houses in the world. In New York, and I'd never written a book. That was for my first book. So how do you explain that?
Okay.
I mean, there was really no logical way to explain it. But that's the kind of thing that I call the law of magic, because I had kept my focus on healing myself and healing all the negative patterns that had been imprinted into me and transforming my anger into creativity through doing these techniques, healing my pain. And that was always my focus, was on healing myself so that I could be and always be in the best possible positive state that I was capable of at the time, you know, as I went through my journey. And then that happened. So, I mean, it's a great question, but what I'm saying is that if you focus on keeping yourself in that higher vibrational state and studying all these meditation techniques, because the thing is we're not always in that higher vibrational state. We get irritated, we get angry and frustrated. We have pain. We have old wounds that kick in that people trigger or situations trigger, or they're just there. And what all these techniques do, which we'll be doing in the six-day training, is you learn so many different ways to heal yourself and to learn how to keep yourself in that higher vibrational state. Now that takes time. Yeah, there isn't it's not instant coffee.
Thanks
for the question, Mary. It's a great question.
Okay. Like, actually, last night when I was meditating, it just came to me, like, magic is real. Like, it's okay to believe in it. So then when you talked about that today, I was really interested, you know?
Yes, yes. Well, you should be. You should be because, you know, we have left brain and right brain, and the left brain is for logical, rational thought, which we need. We definitely need, and it's a great thing to have. But the right brain from the subconscious is that's the creativity and the wisdom and the joy and the peace and all these wonderful things that is magic. And unfortunately, most societies are very focused on the left brain, and that's only about 15% of us. 85-90% of us is in the subconscious. So we kind of have to almost reverse our programming. And by saying this, I'm not saying we don't want to be using our conscious mind, because we absolutely do, but we incorporate that. But we learn how to incorporate and how to balance so that we can have access to and use all these amazing resources that we have within us. And all these meditation techniques are very, very powerful to help us do that sooner rather than later, especially these expressive techniques. I mean, they're just so powerful at getting quicker results. So definitely believe in the law of magic. Magic is totally there for all of us, all the time. It's just a matter of learning how to tap into it. And that's what you learn on the six-day training. I love sharing it because I want to share all the amazing things that have happened to me. I just want to share with as many people as possible and then train you to share with people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we can really influence the world in a very positive way. Good stuff, yes?
Very good.
Does anybody else have any other questions or anything you want to share before we finish for tonight? I want to thank you all so much for being live on the call, and also all of those of you who will be listening to the recordings. As I know, it was very difficult for some of you to show up live with time zones and work schedules and so on. And so I really appreciate you taking the time to be here and to listen. And I look forward very much to hearing from any of you. If you want to talk to me personally about the training, then send me an email from the website, discovermeditation.com, and I'll be happy to talk to you. If you want to know how this is specifically going to work for you, we can certainly talk about that. And any other questions you have, you can always send me an email, and I'm happy to answer.
Thank you very much, Brigitte.
Oh, you are so welcome. And have a wonderful night and magical night. Magical.
Thanks, Brigitte.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Night.